Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Welcome, everyone, to corporate prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The closer, I've been coming here since September of 2020 and began participating in the corporate prayer. And the more that the years pass by, the more I am grateful that Heritage is committed to corporate prayer. It is so valuable. It is so needed. I mean, it's our safety net. It's our power that's released. It's our faith that's released. We give and we receive, and we can make a way for others who need somebody to come alongside of them. And some of that is what I'm going to share about tonight. I heard a testimony yesterday from a younger lady that was, it was really kind of tearing me up on the inside of what she had been walking through. She is a member here, and this is her home church. But when you hear about somebody walking through something like that, I just found the anger rising up against the enemy. And so when I spent a lot of time in prayer today, this morning, which is what I always do, but then knowing that I was going to come here and lead this tonight, it began to go this direction. And hopefully I'll get all the pieces in the right order so it'll make sense to you. But I'm so grateful to belong to a house of God like this, to a local church that's like this. Anyway, I'll just start with this. And there are several stories here that are going to weave together. I'll share mine, part of mine, the first part that happened in 2020. Another part of it happened in January of this year. And then another part of it is Jesus' part in Luke chapter 4. And then the answer to everything that is found in Genesis. And it was because of what I walked through in 2020 that I began to even, that I discovered because of the leading of the Holy Spirit. Nothing that I'm saying is anything that I was so brilliant at, I got it. No, it's the Holy Spirit who was so faithful to lead me that way. But in 2020, around in the summer, there was a circumstance that happened, and I have never encountered this in my entire life. Hopefully, I never will again. But in the circumstance, everything about this particular circumstance was complete darkness. Now, I didn't even know what that felt like until it happened, because I didn't realize how much light I had been walking in until all of a sudden there's complete darkness and you have no, it's like, how do I go? I mean, like if I were to turn this way, I would think I was walking forward. I could be going like this and think I was going forward. I mean, I couldn't see a thing. I had no mind of Christ to speak to me. I had no leading in here. Absolute, complete darkness. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to take a step. I was just, Talk about helpless. Now, the situation doesn't really matter, but just the what was happening on the inside of me here. As a result, one the solution to it, there were several solutions to it, but one of them was found in Genesis 1. And this was the beginning of this understanding of the importance in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 and 3 and 4. It says, the earth was without form and an empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. That's what my life felt like in this one area. Darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. Instantly, light came on when that read this. The light came on, and I began to see, and I began to know. I began to understand steps to take. Let there be light. And there was light. And after having experienced this kind of darkness, I'm really grateful that it happened because of what I can understand today in praying for people. Okay, so then the second time that it happened, this second experience of that I want to share about was one that just happened in January. And since I've been coming here, my Januaries have been real times, big times of wilderness and testing. And I can't say that I enjoy it. I celebrate it when it's over. But what I walk in for the rest of the year is like, it strengthened me. Do I like it that way? Not so much. But the power that you can walk in prayer is the result of that. So this January, I'm going to share this because of the testimony that I heard yesterday and what this young lady walked through. So in January, this was at least the whole month of January, I didn't have a feeling or a sense of the presence of God. So I'm walking in a wilderness. I'm aware of his presence all day, every day. And so I'm really aware of it when I don't sense it all day, every day. And it's like this. It's almost like, where are you? So in the midst of this, I hear from a demon spirit, and this one says, just die. Two words, just die. And honestly, I look back in my journal, and I'm surprised that I didn't journal about it. Now, it's a wilderness. I'm not feeling or sensing the presence of God. But I hear this, just die. And you just keep walking. You just keep walking. I have a really good friend. She actually came to church with us Wednesday night a couple of weeks ago. Maybe it was just last week. And she used to say way back early on in our friendship when we met each other, She said, just keep walking. Just keep moving. Just keep moving. And she had told me about some of her pastoral friends who were out of the ministry because they'd gone through something horrible and then they just quit. So it was just keep moving. So it's like, all right, just keep moving, just keep moving. And Richard doesn't know this, but I went to his tool bench and got a couple of tools out so you could see, because I thought I can demonstrate what this felt like when this spirit spoke. I don't know if you can see how pointy this thing is. It's not all as sharp as probably what it could be, but he fires flaming arrows at us. Fiery darts. Like this. Okay, so this was a major fiery dart. But nevertheless, this was all it was. And what I'm going to share with you next, I'd never experienced until this one happened. Shortly after that, the more serious one came. Now, keep this in mind, because we're going to come to the place where we're going to take, intercede over those who are facing situations of death, whether it's through suicide or whatever. And it's not only for this congregation here, but it's for those in this nation who are in darkness. Because the times, the freedom of evil spirits in this nation are at an unprecedented high to do whatever, especially in cooperating with them, whether you understand whether that person understands it or not. The second thing I heard that night, a few days later, a week later, I was looking through Richard's stuff, and I was trying to find one that I could. Tried to find a toy that I could bend, because when this arrow came, it was more like this. And when it hit, I could feel it like that. It was like, oh my gosh. I mean, I felt like my body felt it. And it was this thought: you're alone. Now, I didn't think about the young lady's testimony yesterday and mine until this morning, and I don't think it was my idea to connect the thoughts, but I began to think about it. The temptations, the wilderness areas that people are in, their lives are just walking in a wilderness. Now, I was led by the Spirit into one, but there are people who live in a wilderness. And there, some of them would be Christians, and they are no longer in a living, a day-by-day relationship with the Lord. And others are those who have never known the Lord, but they're in a wilderness area. And that's where their life is. So to connect the two things, just die and you're alone. How would you connect? If the enemy then comes and tempts you with thoughts or pressures you to do something about those two things, you can go to the suicidal place. And I think this year is set up in this culture that we have for things like that. And when I heard this young lady's testimony, it was just, like, oh my gosh. You just want to get your hands on the neck of the enemy. And that's what we're going to do. And we're going to put him under our feet. And then I began to remember my own, experience in darkness. What you can't see, what you can't know. You can't, in darkness, y'all, you can't see sin, nor can you see God. You want to talk about being victimized? There you are right there. Anything can get you. Any evil can get you. You can't see your own sin. You can't see the Lord. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Then I went to Luke chapter 4, and the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness, and he presented with him with three questions. In Luke 4:3, Luke 4:7, Luke 4:9, those three questions were, if you, and then he goes on like that. If you, now he's trying to get Jesus to question the goodness of God. If you, and in Luke 4:8, here's what the final thing that Jesus says to him, and this is what's important about the prophetic word that we have about staying focused. And Jesus replied to him, "Get behind me, Satan. It is written, you shall do homage to and worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." He stayed focused. He stayed focused. And for us, it is so important to stay in the mind of the Spirit. That was my temptation throughout January. I can walk in the mind of the flesh, which is death, or I can walk in the mind of the Spirit, which is life and peace. And I had to stay focused on it. I had to stay focused. And you really have to stay focused when you don't have a sense of the Spirit. You got to practice. You got to do this. You got to make it your lifestyle. This is the way we live. This is the way we live. Because it doesn't take much to begin to fire some thoughts up here that will take you out. Because I just think we're at that level of demonic presence in this nation. And especially in regards to some of the weird thinking that we have about, are you a boy, are you a girl? And all that other stuff. It's so easy to go after a life and push them into a suicide because of that. Because that's a way out. Hey, it's the way out. That's a way out. In a mind like that, that's a way out. And it doesn't look so bad. And especially when you're hearing, you're alone. You're all alone. So, because of what happened in 2020 and this experience that I had where I saw, had no light at all, and the Holy Spirit has taken me back to Genesis chapter 1 numerous times in praying for people. Because the heart of an intercessor is to make a difference. The heart of the intercessor is to stop the work of the enemy, to annihilate him, to all of that. And this, so then when you want to pray effectively, and some of the most effective prayers I've been praying is, Holy Spirit, hover over the darkness. Because that darkness, there's no way to define it in somebody. They could tell you, maybe they could tell you, maybe they couldn't tell you everything. But how can you get to them and pull them out of that? And it says, Holy Spirit, hover over the darkness. And here it comes. And I went to the internet today and looked at scriptures on light and darkness. Light, there were 100 of them. So I printed all 100 of them. And when you see it, nothing stops, nothing can stop what light can do. Light, when it comes, that's it. Darkness is gone. The person can see their sin, and they can also see God when light comes on. And I don't know if I've ever known this or understood this before, but I wrote this down. And again, it's an understanding that I've had since I've been coming here. I'll just say it like this. Light is our greatest weapon. Think about that. So I'll just read a few scriptures. John 8:12. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. This one in John 1:5, this is awesome. I got so excited. The light shines in the darkness. All of these are from the ESV translation. And the darkness has not overcome it. Got to read it again. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John 12:35. So Jesus said to them, the light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in darkness does not know where he's going. Acts 26:18. To open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. John 12:46. I have come into the world as light so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. Micah 7:8. Rejoice not over me, O my enemy, when I fall. I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. And the one we read in Genesis 1:3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And I'll finish with this one, and then we'll begin to lift up the body of Christ and the USA. Ephesians 6:12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. So light is a weapon. Praise you, Father. Our having a body of believers together is a weapon. It's such a necessity these days to be in a body. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So let's just begin to pray in the Spirit. I don't know if I don't know any personal information about anyone. All I know is that we all have family, those of us who come here, and we're praying over our families. Family members. And then we're also going to pray over the United States of America, every place where darkness is. Hallelujah. Let's pray in tongues so that we can just begin to move in the realm of the Spirit. Ombria sebigi te lobrilia ke toro dibigi ke labrada. Nan kanglongo dorlo dibigi ke labrado sebigi te labron konglongo die stebigi ke. Ma kande labridiasta kanglong bonglongo do die ste labridi. Bracobo godolo do di ste begin king lambrandolo do di este. Brudi kibigi ge lo broste begin king langarastang langol libidi. Brudi sebigi ke cloco con di ste begite. Broste bigi king lombrian kangaram bro kibigi ge. Jesus, you are the light of the world. Moridi sebigite la de boco tolo do di bigite. Mon clongoro dibigi ke lo do ste bigi te lebra. Cambra stabra cabaga dalla dibigi ke lebrie. Nambra stibigi keng lombri si bigi keng longara ste bigi ke. Kitesto coco do lo glibria stanglangande bragibi. Bracoco logo do dite bredi. Asaclam brogo go go do di este bredi ki bigi caradipigi. Brastibigi te labridioso codolo do di anglangarastibigi. Bocote bigi te, we lift our families up before you. We lift up this family right here, the Heritage of Faith family, and all of those who are our family members, every single one of them. Brikibigite lo clongondi ste bigite. Brastabra kibigigelum rion clongodo di bigite. Imbridisi bigite. And y'all, you don't have to be in a place of desperation for light to work in you and to do its goodness in you. This is not for somebody who is just desperate. This is for those of us who believe we have to walk in the light. We want more, and we want light, and then again we want light, and you wake up the next day and you want more light and greater light and brighter light. Nikite seiko klongo di ste lambrangim beng longong di este glibrili bokote. Brakibigi ge lobrilia sanklangarandoste. Nikite bro kong longing gi librilie sebigi keng lombro. Brakobogo tolo do di este brili king banangong lambra. Bratebeliri di stebigi ge lobrilia. Karadise ki kengadande labra. Brakibigi. Ibigi ke lo do so clodo bi te re se brande le ke rasi bigi ke nglon coro bri brasi bigi ke la bri e so go ti li ki ten glon bri gi bigi le bri ande bro ri bigi te la bri di asa bra kabakate ki le di di se gong glon gin de bro ki bigi diri se la bra ki bigi ke lo bro brasta ti se glinging glim brongi bra gabakate le brigi bi se loro do bro ki bi te le brande bragi te. We bring our husbands, we bring our wives, we bring our sisters, we bring our brothers, we bring our aunts, we bring our uncles, we bring our grandparents, we bring our children, we bring our grandchildren, we bring our great grandchildren, we bring our cousins. But a coclo ki jay say lo bri ki bigi jay say le bri gi jay. Na conclombria say ke de lo do. No ki de libri si bigi libri gi bigi de lo bro ki bigi ke libri di asabra kabakata. Bra sabra ki bigi de lo bri e se bigi de. Niki che lo bri ki bigi ke lo bro se bigi ke lo bra. Bra se bigi che lo bri ki bigi ke glom bro. Bra sambra ki bigi ke lo bri ki bigi te la rari a se bigi to. Nakara se. What shall we say to all these things? Spirit of God, hover over the darkness. Brood over the darkness in our lives, wherever it is. Brakite langlinging lombri gibigite la dieste. Dibikite lobriesa brakabakando glogodo dibikite. Brisi bigite. King klingarambran kambran go con clean bridise. Brisi bigike lobridise. Bogo cloga dibiging lambridieste. Braca de boclo corti bigi de lobridiasta braca bacata. Kibigi king lombrisi bigi de lobridieste. Brocite libridiese bigi. Be si bigi de. Don't concede to the loser's questioning when he uses the word if. If. Dibiki ke konglo brosa bridi kibigite. Brasa brakibigite lobridieste. Hover over our families. Hover over their minds. Hover over their lives. Over their past, their presence, and the present and their tomorrows. Brokibigite sobrikibigike koronda. Brasta, hover over what they're hearing. Hover over what they're saying. Hover over their friendships. Hover over the places they go to. Hover over their beds when they sleep at night. Hover over everything they drink, everything they eat. Do kikeram briande libri si bikike lo bro. And we decree, let there be light. Jesus, let there be light. Let there be light in their childhood memories. Let there be light in their junior high school memories, their elementary school memories, their high school memories. Their college memories. Their memories as 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds, 80 years old, 90 and 100. I came to obtain. We have this throne of grace, and he's invited us to come to obtain. And we have come to obtain. Hallelujah! To obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And God said, there was light. Jesus! We speak light to every biblical word they have ever heard in their life. If they haven't heard it since they were 3 years old, light be. Niki bakan klombro sobri kibigi ge labridia sabra kibigi de. Combra sabra kibigite lobri kibigi ge lobridiasa. And we lift up our nation, the United States of America. We lift up every citizen of the United States and every non-citizen. Spirit of God, hover over this nation from the east coast to the west and from the north to the south. Over every person in this country. Hallelujah! Hover over the darkness. Hover over the darkness in schools, in businesses, in entertainment. In politics, and God said, let there be light. And God said there was light. Light be. Light be. Light be. Hallelujah. Light be in the most perverse things going on in this nation. Light be in sex trafficking. In the drug industry, those who are liars, murderers, perverts, thieves, cheaters, Gib lambra ke be klonko do ste be ke klebre di oso ko to lo do di be ke te lo bre di a bran klan garande be re se Jesus, you came to save to the uttermost. I be ke te lo bre di a sam bran kon klon bre di be ke ke bra ka ba ka ta lo do di be ke te lo bre li se kan klan garande lo bre di a se be ke ke lo bre di a sta. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Debikete son conca de debin king lambridiste. Brasta bracabacatala de debiki ke lambridiste. Nombra sobro coboco drinking lambridiste, bigite. John 12:46, I have come into the world as light so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. I've been around a lot of prayers in my lifetime of praying, and I know a lot. Some prayers are very quiet prayers. But today it was like the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. We take it by force. We take it by force. Hallelujah. So if your ears are ringing, I'm sorry. Richard. This is my husband. I apologize for that, y'all, but I just got really stirred in my spirit when I heard that testimony, and your heart just goes out to someone who's in a situation like that. I walked through a situation way back in the 90s where I had thoughts of suicide. It was absolutely nothing compared to what this young lady walked through. But I was overworking. I had an assignment from God to write the curriculum and the Bible classes that I was teaching. And I finished the first year of writing it around mid-July. And I felt that I should, I had like a little switch go off. It's like, stop. But I didn't. I thought, oh man, I'm on a roll. Let's just keep going. So I did. And by the time school started, I was up here. I realized, I'm afraid. Why? And then as the months went by, there came the thoughts of that. That has never been anything I've ever had to deal with. But grace is there for us to cooperate with. And I got out of cooperation with it. So, but when I heard this young lady's story yesterday, it was like, we're going to go after this present darkness. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Nombrise, became king, lombrise. So remember those scriptures in Genesis when you pray over your loved ones and people that you know. Ask the Holy Spirit to hover over them, over the darkness, and then command the light to shine. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father, we just bring our pastors before you, Pastor Justin, Pastor Annette, and the staff here at Heritage of Faith. We lift them up before you. Do I have anybody who would like to pray over them? Do I have anybody, would any of y'all like to pray over them? And I'll bring you the microphone and you can pray over them. We want to pray over the pastors and the staff of this church. Hallelujah. Somebody's pointing to you, Joseph.
Oh, wait a minute. Now wait 1 second here. Are you seeing this? Young lady, go
ahead. Thank you for everyone for praying today for the pastor, so you can be having a Bible. So if you do not, you can still pray in your language. Amen.
Amen. We receive that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We receive that, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just add on to what this young lady said in the name of the Lord. Father, we just thank you for the light that you've given, the vision that you've given this church, the word that you've given this church to make winners out of life in the name of Jesus. This is a house of prayer. This is a place of faith. This is a place where the glory falls. And we do have a sphere of influence. And a city hidden on a hill cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before men. And Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus that all the staff here, Father, are in unison with the same vision in Jesus' name, in unison so that they speak together the life, the love, the light of Jesus, Father, so that all of us can be equipped so that we can go out, Father, and we can engage, Father. Get an experience with you, Lord. Get that experience in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, get that encounter with you. Get that experience with you. Get those encounters with that. Get that encounter with life. Get that encounter with light. Get that encounter with love, Lord. And then take that experience that we develop in it, Lord, and take it out, Lord, and go out there and be equipped so that we can go out there and we can knock out all those fiery darts of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you for Pastor Justin tonight. He's riding out with the police, so he's doing a Kappa ride out. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you put him on the right calls in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you give him the words to say in Jesus' name with the officers and even at the people that he come in contact with in Jesus' name. And Jesus, you said something that was just so wonderful when you sent out the 70. You said, I saw the devil fall like lightning. He fell in the name of Jesus. And Father, I just thank you in the name of Jesus because you've given us authority to tread upon the serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means harm us. And in the name of Jesus, you've translated us out of darkness and put us into the kingdom of light. So I thank you, words of light are coming out of our pastors in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for their health in the name of Jesus. We speak to their bodies in Jesus' name, and we proclaim in the name of Jesus that their bodies are rejuvenated in Jesus' name. We speak to those cells, and we say rejuvenate in Jesus' name. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you so much that people, when they come to Heritage of Faith, they feel, they see, they sense the anointing, Lord. They get to experience it, Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that you bless their children. You bless their finances. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you give fresh revelation, Lord, new knowledge, fresh revelation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for Dr. Savelle. We thank you for the word that you gave us. We are progressing, we are advancing, we are experiencing promotion, and we get the highest expectations of our life fulfilled in the name of Jesus. So we receive that over this church body, we receive it over our pastoral staff, we receive it over the staff in the name of Jesus, everyone in this church in Jesus' name, going forward, moving forward in the kingdom of light, spreading the love of the Lord in Jesus, watching the glory of the Lord covering the earth like the waters cover the sea in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I don't remember if I specifically said this, but I want to just go back and pray those scriptures that the Holy Spirit would hover over the darkness in relation to this political realm this year. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would hover over the political realm in the United States of America, on the local level, the county level, the state level, and over this presidential level. Hover over the darkness. Hover over the darkness. In every state, hover over every person who is involved in the political races. Hover over the darkness in them. Hover over the darkness. And God said, let there be light. So we say what you say, God. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. And God said there was light. So we thank you for light in every one of the 50 states. Light be. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Sibrili kombro kombro kibiki kelebria. Berediste, in the liberediste. And another thing we want to pray for this Heritage of Faith family is over everyone's health. Nebikite in kordiste liberedi kibiki kelebria karandebikite liberdosto. One of the things we've already prayed is let there be light. A lot of that, what that is to us as believers, is the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him. When things become wisdom and revelation, then you walk in that light and things begin to change about what you believe about your condition, whatever that could be. And it's going to change what you say. It's going to change how this mind up here works. Because you'll stay in the mind of the Spirit. And here's one thing I've been practicing. It's what we practice when we prayed over the nation. Where in the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. You get very violent when it comes to your own health. And that is when the enemy tries to put something on you or you feel something that's a manifestation of something that you are over, you're literally taking authority over, and you get violent at the when you feel that manifestation. Let's just say it's a nerve thing and something burns in you. You don't just speak to it normally or have a normal word thought. This is great, y'all, but there comes a point where you get violent in it. Yes. 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 And there's we give sickness and disease no place here. No place. This is one thing I say. I said, my body is under the dominion of the kingdom of God. It's under the king's domain. It's under the authority of King Jesus. It's under the authority of the word of God. I refuse to tolerate anything. And I used to not come up here when they would ask for prayer for healing unless I had something big. Huh. I got over that after coming here. Don't wait for something big. No. Hallelujah. So we lift up this body of Christ and we speak this word. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, we're not only dead to sin, but we're dead to sickness, we're dead to disease, we're not having it that way. By whose stripes ye were healed. And we're walking in that. Aggressively taking that. Wholeness for us and our families. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. We remember what Jesus did at the cross. He bore it for us. He took our sicknesses. He took our diseases. He took our sin, and it killed him. And then the Holy Spirit quickened his mortal body and made him alive. That same Spirit lives in us, and he makes us alive. And we speak that, we decree that, we declare that over this house. From the senior citizen to the newborn. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Brokiba ke den klombron gen bengo ndoste berere kibi ki ke ke ken klombro sibi ki tengo do di endela berere kaba gadeste bigi te lo do kibi ki ken klombri anklan garande liberdi se bog logere di bigi teste. Broste bigi te. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are the healed of the Lord, and we say so. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you. We take hold of the grace of wholeness. We also take hold of the grace of giving for where we are going, what is out in front of us in a new building. We thank you. We take hold of the grace of giving that we enter into. Just like we enter into new places in the Spirit, may we all enter into a new place of giving. We thank you for the grace that is upon us to do that. Praise you, Father. We thank you, Father, that our faith advances. Thank you. Hallelujah. We just give you praise, Father, for who you are. You are so awesome. And we love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we love one another as we love ourselves. I just feel prompted to share this with you. I think it was last week. I did write this down. And I was in prayer and I said, Lord, what can I do for you? And this is what he said. Love me well. Love me well. Yeah, love me well. So, God bless you. Thank you for coming. The Lord, you loved the Lord well tonight. And give him Jesus. I knew there was something. It's like, what was it? Good night.